Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To get my microphone closer to my mouth. Okay, we are burning.
The mics.
Okay. Not only we are burning, okay. I cannot think straight today. No, my brain is fried.
We're all fried.
Yeah.
And we made it. We made it to the studio.
My car's at 122 Fahrenheit.
How this could be?
122 when right here in Sherman Oaks.
122.
122.
Wow. That's insane.
Okay, no more Vegas, no more being scared.
It's Death Valley.
It's crazy. yeah, and I understand that we have some fire, you know, in Pasadena.
We have two fires in the San Gabriel Valley, the Azusa Fire and the Duarte Fire right now. Well, they called the Fish Fire and something else, but you can see the smoke from the west side of Los Angeles, yeah? And then there's a huge fire in Santa Barbara.
Like that. Oh,
huge
my God.
Huge fire.
Okay, then everybody understand. Yeah. We are right now in Sherman Oaks. Yeah. We are on LA Talk Radio every Monday, channel 1 from 6 till 7 Pacific Time. And this is Accent On with your host of 4 years, Ilona Europa.
4 years? Woo!
4 years,
really?
I know. It's maybe cool. 3.5 or something, but I think it's 4.
No, that's
2012.
Good.
Yeah. It's really going fast. Oh, gosh, I'm old. And but anyway, but the most important is that like every Monday, I am just enjoying my guests and their life stories.
Yeah,
and today is a special day because I've had Lucy with me, Lucy Hill. Lucy, everybody knows, hopefully, that you are my dear friend and you are like pro journalist from iHeartRadio. And you are like working for so many hours. Like, okay. Can you tell us what you are doing?
So I do a morning show for iHeartMedia, but it's for two stations, one in the Antelope Valley and one in Ventura, and we do it from one place in Long Beach.
Oh.
So it's technology. It's a line, but it sounds like you're in it. I mean, I feel like I'm... It's all theater of the mind. That's what radio is. So I feel like I'm right there with my co-hosts.
In two places.
And I've always... It's always been like that because that's how radio transformed 20 years ago. That's what it became. Instead of all of us sitting in a room together, it was all these lines. And if you listen to all these big shows like NPR, they're all in different places, and it sounds like they're in the same room.
But we are in one place.
But I also...
we are
in one place. But I also drive. You know, this is exciting to me. I drive for an executive limo service. So I'm one of the only women limo drivers, so I'm proud of that.
Lucy.
I have to wear a black suit and a tie.
Lucy, and will you be like writing some stories about who is your passenger?
Yes.
I'm sure, I know you love to talk to people.
Oh, yeah, we have wonderful conversations. And these people are, you know, they're executives from Hollywood. They're
I want to be screenwriter and just give you some, something, because a script or something, because that's the stories of Hollywood. Your script to the taxi driver or limo driver or somebody like you, and then you know.
But
But
there's a confidentiality because obviously, okay. because you know, I hear things, you know, in the back seat, whatever, and you know, these are personal things. These are family matters. These are things. Oh yeah, and these are things that. I, you know, they trust me and they talk to me, and So I trust you. We become friends in 2 hours.
Yes, I know. I really trust you. You are one of those person, even if I will not drive.
Yes, we would have a great conversation in the car. I'd be like, really?
No, gosh. And you will be driving. You love to drive.
I know you do.
And you are from England. Yeah, I don't know how you even, because you like left side of the road.
Yeah, I learned to drive on the left side. And the gear stick on the right. I still drive a manual, but the gear shifter is on the other side.
You never wake up like, am I here or there?
Never.
You still know how to drive here perfectly.
Yeah.
I would be confused.
Like, but I want to talk about our guests.
Oh, really?
Alona.
I don't know if I want to talk about my guests. My guests.
Yes.
My guests.
Yes.
Are my friends.
Yes.
And I have so many wonderful guests that I sometimes meet for the first time on my show. But it's not today like that. Today, this is our third Accent On together. Yes.
Yeah.
Alan and Adam Abramek.
Yep.
Then, okay, hi. Let's start from Alan.
Hello.
Oh, I love your voice. Alan Abramek.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
I don't know what to say, but how many times? This is like third time.
Yeah, I think that's my third time. It's always a pleasure.
I just love you. You are 20-something, very
so
young.
He's so polite,
22.
Isn't he?
Yes,
he's so polite.
He's so polite.
I'm blushing.
Yes.
He is gentleman from Europe, from Poland, and you are the how you call this human that lives everywhere and anywhere, but right now here.
Yeah, right now at this point in my life, I'm here in LA, beautiful LA.
You love it,
and I'm planning on staying here for a while.
I love it. I love it, and we will help you to stay here forever. I hope, and why we'll describe and say why. But today we have also another friend of mine. And this is your daddy. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Adam Abramek. He's your daddy. Both of you are great producers, music producers, songwriters. Of course, daddy is awarded with multi platinum awards and hundreds and hundreds of songs in Europe and in America. And I know that, as your a son, you probably look up to daddy. And in a cool way, your music really cross over back and forth with what daddy's doing too.
Yeah, you know, like even throughout my childhood and, you know, the way I was brought up, I've been always kind of looking up to my dad, just looking what he's doing, how he's doing it. And, you know, the one thing that I can honestly say that drives him is just his passion. And something like that, you know, always inspired me and I think always will inspire me, because I don't think there is more honest, like, driving power than passion and just doing what you love doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is the coolest things, Adam? I will let you talk in a second. You know, I like to talk too much. But, Adam, you have great relationship with your son, similar to, I have with my daughter, Natasha. And happened that we all are working together. We are developing talents, young talents here in America, and writing and producing songs for them, co-writing, and we are also, you know, writing for Natasha, and we'll be playing little music here and there. Today there will be lots of music. That's
really
exciting.
Adam, hear that. Yes.
Adam, did you know that your son will be a musician, and how early?
Actually, I can say that he was born in a studio.
Was he? Mama was pushing to the beat of something.
He was always with me.
I remember sometimes in kindergarten, you know, there were times where I wanted to hang out with my dad in the studio much more than I wanted to hang out with in the kindergarten. And I'll never forget this one moment when I don't think I even knew like what he was doing or, you know, the entire process of music production. But I remember I was just there sitting with him and, you know, just observing.
So because the big studios, you know, and you will both, of course, are working in big studios and home studios and smaller studios and very, very big one. You know, the beautiful lights popping up at the lines and the buttons. It's charming. Why I love this. Yeah, mixing board is just delicious. And Natashka, my daughter, Natasha Emirat, she also was recording from age of 7, and I dragged her to studio too. And I recorded her with, she was speaking funky even. And well, first song is really cute. I need to let you listen to her 7 years old child. And tonight, so pretty. And she was like pro by then because she was observing very big artists, recording all this quiet, sitting on the couch and just, you know,
taking it all in.
I was so hoping that one day she would like to sing, and she didn't. She was 12 years old when I eventually got from her these words that I was waiting for. Okay, mommy, can you show me how to sing properly? I would like to learn how to sing well, and I would like to be a singer. Yay, happens. Now both of you are 22 years old, and I would love to talk a little bit about both of your journey. But I think when I need to start from the first song, because there will be a lot of music today, which song would you like us to play to introduce your production? And
Dance With Me. Because, you know, this is the Dance With Me song I did with Natasha, and we had so much fun, and it's been like a really, really cool journey, and I love doing every single bit of it. But it's been, I guess, on ice for a while now. We haven't released it, and this is pretty much a world exclusive preview.
Oh, yes, Natasha, Natasha Mira, you are not here with us. You are working very, very hard, and we let you. But today is our premiere, and we have Alan Abramek and Natasha Mira. And we all, I know, we will love the song. And then we'll be playing Listen Up, which I play and play and play a lot. But Adam and Ilona Europa co-wrote this one. Okay, but right now we are focusing on Alan Abramek and Natasha Mira. Dance With Me, featuring Natasha Mira.
Time I wanna feel alive. It's been so long since I've had a good time. I'm finally feeling like myself tonight. No one can stop me and it feels so right. So sick and tired, yeah, I'm over you, over you. I'm letting go, I know I'm over you, over you. I see you closing and you're coming fast. I see you now and there's no turning back. Just when I thought that this was meant to last, you keep coming round and bringing up the past. But when you dance with me,
the flames ignite
in the firelight. Tonight, I'm mad you stopped me cause it feels so right. So sick and tired, I was over you, over you. But boy, you know I'm never over you, over you. I see you closing and you're coming fast. I see you now and there's no turning back. Just when I thought that this was meant to last, you keep coming round and bringing up the past. But when you dance with me, the flames ignite in the firelight. Baby, so you know it's only
Yay, dance with me! Natasha Mira and Alan Abramek will be dancing. Anyway, we had a premiere. We will be, of course, pushing this song to the radio and dance radio and DJs and anybody who listened and anybody who heard our song and likes it, please contact us. I also left on Accent on Facebook links to Alan Abramek Facebook page, and you can contact him there. He's amazing producer. He just moved to LA. He will be staying here. I know he will be probably going to lots of studios and choosing which one he would like to just, you know, find some good hotel and big, you know, mixer board and just work there. But can you tell us?
That's fantastic. I just want to say what a wonderful voice Natasha has.
Gosh, my child
too.
Is
yes.
so
yes.
Yeah, exactly. She's
good.
Yeah.
And when parents are looking at children and we
oh,
think
you're so
that
proud.
They are better than us, I think we did a good job.
Oh,
if they're better than us.
Job. Yeah.
Adam, do we think they are better
sure
than us?
I'm sure they are.
Our children are. There. Yeah. We learn from them too, yes?
I do, yes.
Yes,
I
and
learn.
We talk.
I don't know
you
about
can get,
you, but
yes,
but I learn.
Can you get closer to the microphone? But you know, Adam, we were talking about this. We are working with young talents. It was Shitanya and Rajiv Vaturi, Kira Nicole, Natasha Mira, and I have a few artists that I will be introducing you to them too. And we were talking about that. That's working with younger generation always brings like a new wind into our wings and under our wings, and just let us
that
be on the top of the game. Yes, it's so cool. I just got a very cool message on Facebook from another very, very good producer who just listened to Natasha's song and he wants to work with her. And it's just amazing because the social media really, really and our radio, because he heard her on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully I will get him to my show, but I don't know if he will be having time, but he just wrote he would like to work with her. I'm so happy, Alan, because you both will be working a lot right now.
Yeah.
With Natasha.
I'm excited for it.
Oh, she's so excited
Lots
too.
Lots of new great stuff coming out soon, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And you both are just the very cheerful and optimistic people, which that's what makes me happy.
Yes. Yes. The passion. You have the passion.
Yeah, and
the
friendship.
And your eyes.
And of course, we have Lucy, Lucy Hill. And Natasha likes big, big also sounds. So she doesn't care if it's electronic or something, but she likes also live instruments. And everybody needs to know that Lucy Hill jazz. I don't know if jazz, but you were playing a cello for many, many years, and you decided to go back to practicing, and you had your few shows live.
Yeah, I had. I've had about three recitals, and so me and my co-cellist Christine, we played Mission Impossible a couple of weeks ago, and it's fun.
Nice.
It's so fun. It was an arrangement written by our cello teacher, and you know, it's kind of challenging.
Yes.
But you know, the cello is versatile. It can do a lot of things. It's atmospheric, it's haunting, but it can also be very lively too. So
we
so
have to
it's
record
multifaceted
it as soon as possible. I like the idea.
Alan, do you like idea of live cello?
Yeah,
in ours, I think it's a beautiful. It's one of those instruments that just warms
you.
So
romantic.
So yes,
it can be very romantic, and I think, and I know. I mean, I know I shouldn't say this, but I'm sure that Christine would you know, if you wanted two of us, and you wouldn't you wouldn't have to pay us. I mean, I know money is an issue, so don't worry about
that. I love
you.
Hey, being the part of creativity
and
creation, and having something from this amazing artist, I know you'll enjoy it. And will we do it maybe next week? Week.
Yep.
Lucy.
Wow.
We'll talk after.
Okay.
We are doing fine. Very fast. Everything's fast. Because Adam is leaving. Adam, where are you leaving?
I'm living to New Jersey. And then I've got a job to do in Poland, in Warsaw.
You are working in New Jersey for many, many years. Yes, you have a studio there. You are working with great artists, great musicians.
And I'm working with George Hazelrig, Jeff Hazelrig, beautiful musicians. Beautiful, so skillful. So they are great. They are great. They play jazz, they play rock, they play chill out music, so versatile. So I'm going back to New Jersey to work with.
And then you go in Poland.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll be leaving with Natasha to Poland soon, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, just I really believe that, well, yeah, she needs
Warsaw
to go to...
Yes, Warsaw, yes, is yes. Poland is beautiful in August, so yeah.
I think more like September, October, but September, it looks like right now, maybe even September, not for long, but, you know, obviously she dreams about that. She has her own plans, and she needs to discover Europe. That's all what she wants to do right now, and, you know, she will have her first vacation from the job, and she just wrote me, Mommy, maybe September, even possible. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. Will you be in Warsaw in September?
Yes.
Gosh.
All right. Yes. So cool. The Polish music scene, does it spill over to the rest of Europe? You know, it being in the EU and...
Not yet.
Not yet, I see.
No.
Yes.
Maybe in the future, yeah. But we are working on it.
Mm.
We are working.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Polish radio plays 80% of English music on a special
set. Now it has to be no more than 75%.
That's okay. Like France. They have a rule.
Okay.
I think it has to be a certain amount of French.
Would you like
which
it?
Is fine.
Nothing
it
wrong
should
with that.
Be. It should be. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be, definitely.
Yes.
Okay. But we'll be not having a problem to play Natasha Mira because she's an American and obvious is not, you know, if she will be played in Poland, and she'll be played as an American.
Yes.
And then I think because we played a song, Alan's song with Natasha, I would love to play, maybe not whole song because I'm playing a lot, listen up, but this is the song that a year ago, I think we created.
Yes, like that was 1 year ago.
Wow. Okay, then let's
time
just...
Flies.
It does.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Let's do
yeah,
it. And it's not a premiere, but I know people love this one.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you, miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow.
Sorry,
beautiful.
I needed to fade out, but
gosh.
You know, Adam, I was looking.
That's beautiful.
We were
love that.
First time year ago. Adam brought guitar, and I took my cell phone. Adam had his Walkman or something to record the lines. That was our first session, and
wow,
I was going back,
beautiful.
And I just listened to like maybe 20 short takes how the song was built, and I'm so freaking excited to see how easy it is to for me to work with Adam. It's just it was
great.
Coming, the
it's
melody line was like crystal. Yeah, it's further and further.
Here, Ilona.
I know. Thank you so much.
So give me a breakdown of that track because I wasn't there, and as a listener, we might want to know. So you were singing, Ilona?
Adam had a guitar.
Yes.
He Natasha's guitar in my own studio.
Yeah.
And he was just playing chords around, and I was just doing some lines, free lines, and then slowly, then another line, and then slowly.
And then it just
song.
Built up and up.
But
and up
Adam
and up.
Had a hook that, ta-da-da, listen up.
Yes.
That was his hook.
I loved it.
We knew that when he sang for me this hook, I'm like, that's an amazing song. We need to just do something around. And then nostalgia part and a little sadness with the pumpy, you know, song. Just, I think it's delicious. It's just like candy. I love it, love it.
You have a great voice, Alona. You have a kind of a smoky voice.
Yeah.
It's a smoky, sexy voice.
But that's my daughter.
So was Natasha. That was Natasha.
I know, people mixed us so much.
Yes.
I know, that's
you
okay.
Do
but that's
sound
my
child.
We do,
do, of course
do.
You do.
We do, do, do.
Of course
okay.
you do.
Going back, coming back to Alan.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah.
When I know you a little bit right now. I know you're very pro. You're very serious. You are very like a dad, like Adam. You both are so detailed oriented when it comes. Yes, and you know, watching Adam working on a production and arrangement, developing arrangement around the vocals, around the melody line. After when we record the vocals, and you know, then seeing a ready product. The same with you when. You never really worked with Natasha, and I just left you both, and you both just were in the studio doing back and forth. But the details, and there wasn't like 2 weeks later we had a song. Oh, that was months, 2, 3, 4 months back and forth. Adam, the same you. You know, you. Why do you think that your music need to be so perfect? Tuned, detailed, and why do you work like that? Can you work faster, or you just need to work on your own speed?
You know, like for me, I actually find pleasure in taking a track and I guess in my mind taking it to its maximum potential and just working on every single little bit of it. And right now, since I guess like media convergence and producers had to learn other skills as well, like not only you know just how to produce but also how to mix and I guess the basics of mastering and playing other instruments, so and I guess the dance with me, you know, it was Natasha and I, but basically it's just two of us, you know. There was nobody from the outside involved.
Yep.
So that's why it took so long, just because.
And you both were in different places. You were finishing your college. Could you tell us a little bit, your journey from Poland to America? Then maybe like fast forward.
Oh, fast forward. All right. Yeah. Well, skipping. When I was in Poland in high school or even in elementary school, since my dad is a producer, he's not actually tied to one place, like an office or something. So ever since I was young, he would take me on trips around America and I guess around Europe as well. And those were some of the best times of my life. Mm. So pretty much ever since I was young, we would just, you know, get into a van and travel around different states. And I think together we've right now been in 48 states.
Well, have you really?
So good. Yes, I know. Yes, this is like, we are talking Father's Day and relationship between not only passion towards music, but the closeness. And these guys can talk about everything. And they love nature, which is petrifying. When I see Adam being for 3-4 weeks somewhere in the bushes, somewhere in the places in America, I'm like, what are you doing there?
That's Sam
too. Where are you, Adam? He's not responding to emails, to phones. He's just not existing. He's there together with the nature. It's beautiful. I'm afraid of leaves on a tree if they shake too loud. I'm like, I don't know, nobody taught me how to live life. I think I just work and love my work, but still the outside is scary. Anyway, next song, which one?
All right, so I'm just gonna finish up the topic.
Sorry, yes, that's me, blonde. You go back. Now you are in America, in age of like what?
All right, I'm just gonna say that like after those trips and seeing so much of the states and so many national parks and meeting so many people, I just simply fell in love with this country, and it became sort of like my number one priority to move out here and get education. education, you know, further education here. So I got accepted and right now graduated from Mercer's University.
Congratulations.
Where is that?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Right by Lake Erie.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
And
I'm
this is like
too.
This month. It was like last month.
Yeah.
And we also cannot forget that you have a sister who is also very well educated.
Oh,
and
she's a genius.
She's like, a genius. No, she was here. Gorgeous girl, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What is her name?
Blanca Abramek.
We love you.
Yeah.
And Daddy, you can tell us what your daughter is doing here in America. Adam.
So she's a student at MIT University.
Wow, MIT.
Yeah.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah, graduate. Yeah. In graduate school. Mm. So...
Oh, you are so proud, Daddy.
Yeah?
No,
yeah.
We never mentioned that you have a very smart wife.
Oh, my wife is a lawyer. Yeah.
Come on.
What is her name?
Yes. Eva.
Hi, Eva. Yeah. We would love
Adam
to say hi.
And her name is Eva. So
Adam and Eva.
Oh, my
God. Like paradise.
What's happened with your daughter? Why her name? Who decided on her name?
I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And wife let you?
So I like that name, so
that's
why it's simple.
Okay. coming back to music, and I know Alan will be here a lot because every time when we produce some new music, obviously you'll be here, and I know Adam will be back in 2-3 months back. He, you know, this will be your second or third home anyway. Los Angeles right now, your son is here, and we are here, and your talents are there, and we love you here. Okay, now maybe I will play down the drain.
Yeah. Well,
what a title.
I have sort of like two personas when it comes to music, and one is Ellen Abramek, which is sort of more pop music, something more friendly, and Onric, which is like my alter ego, where I produce music, which is, I guess, more twisted. And
that's what we like to call you, twisted.
Sick and twisted.
Twisted.
Could you give us your website and your, again, way how you will describe how people can contact you?
Oh, I have SoundCloud. Just type in ONYRC or Facebook, and you'll get access to my tracks, and you can hear out all of them, not just a few of them, like during today's show.
And like I say, Alan is for grab. He really will be looking right now. I'm visiting a lot of studios. Next Saturday we are going to a really big one, great one. Then he will be choosing the place that he wants to just settle and just work here and create music, okay? And anybody who listen to our show, please go to the Facebook. I put links to Alan's world, and obviously everybody can contact him there or through Accent On. Down the drain. Is this okay?
There we go. Yep.
Let's do it. Very twisted, very good, very crispy, clean track. You know, you like dubstep.
Dark.
You have dark. Yeah. You know, what went into the drain? Is my wedding ring? What went there? My life. What was there?
Drain.
Tell me, because I felt it. Like there were moments that I felt I want to catch, but no, went down. Well, we're going down. It's over.
You know,
when I listen to this, I see my life going to the drain. But what about which is fine right now.
It's like whatever you feel like, whenever it resonates with you. Like the entire idea of Honoric, which comes from a European policy of writing called Honoricism, is that everything is like a dream. You know, there is no specific size, there is no specific time, there is no specific, color or shape. It kind of all just adjusts to it, which is kind of twisted, if you ask me. That's what I like about
That's
it.
That's nice. Very it's cool. Like a cloud.
Okay, do you think the Heart of Stone is twisted?
Yes, I love this one. It's my little baby. It's one of the songs that it's not fully mine because it was written by Ann Coogan in Seattle, and we got together because I actually loved her song Heart of Stone, and she gave it to me for a remix. So I remixed it, kind of made it my own, added my 5 cents into it. So yeah.
Okay, we are playing Heart of Stone.
You must have.
journey towards the clock. Time is running out.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Goodness.
Very unusual. Thank you. Twisted and mesmerizing. We were trying to describe our emotions when we're listening to her voice and very beautiful remix. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, I know you. That's the title of next song. Yes?
Yes.
Well, what we can say about this one?
About this one, I can say that I collaborated on this one with a friend from Mercer University. And she wrote the lyrics, and I recorded it. We had lots of fun again.
Okay. I know you. I know you. Twisted. Great.
Halloween.
Mesmerizing.
Exactly.
Usual.
Exactly.
Very, very beautiful. Heart of Stone, Down the Drain. Yes. And, of course, Dance With Me, feature Natasha Mira. Alan Abramek, producer, new to the town. I think
hitting
we will be enjoying
storm.
So much of your future productions.
Oh, thank you.
And Adam Abramek, your dad, my friend, both of you are my friends, and we will bring new music for sure from all of us soon. And Lucy Hill, you will be part of our creation because we want your cello included, your sound, the cello. We really, really need. Okay, then, thank you so much for today. Time is running out like crazy.
Thanks
I need to finish. I need to finish my show with some twisted song. of mine.
Yes.
Because it's my show.
Yes,
I can play.
Exactly. So you can
I need to play something of mine. Okay, I will play partial because we have only 2 minutes. Anyway, Anticipation, Ilona Europa.
Like to own a financial institution. The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.